but it's cooked in the fat that the fish is cooked in. Okay. And what about one that somebody or several people have told me about, one that I've never eaten, this one, but if they cook greens or certain vegetables, they drop little bits of cornmeal in. Did you ever have that? What did you
Many
call
a time.
Is that right? What did you call that?
Corn dumpling.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's good in turnip pot liquor.
Yeah.
And I fixed them in there. For I loved them.
Yes, well, it sounds good. I just never had it. I'm glad to know about that one. Okay. What about, do you ever remember having or hearing about cornbread that was cooked in the ashes of a fire?
No, I haven't.
Have never heard anybody talk about it either?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right, what about a soft cornbread that was served in a bowl and eaten with a spoon? Did you ever have anything like that?
Well, I've seen old folks mash up cornbread in their pea soup or butter beans.
Mm-hmm. Do they call it anything or just call it crumbled up bread?
Crumbled up bread.
Okay.
Or I'm going to soften my bread.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Okay. And what do you call the bread that is cooked in loaves and is made from white flour?
Loaf bread.
Okay, and if you go to the grocery store to buy some, you say, I'm going to get some
loaf of bread.
Okay. And what do you call a round, flat pastry about so big with a hole in the middle?
A donut.
Okay, and is there a different word for it if it's made with yeast and rises and gets big?
I imagine they are, but I can't say it.
Okay. What about the round flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet that are they're eaten with syrup?
Yeah. And I've cooked them anyway.
You don't make them much anymore?
No, I don't. About, I made some twice during the winter.
Mm-hmm. More likely to call them batter cakes or flannel cakes or flapjacks or flitters or pancakes or griddle cakes or hot cakes or slap cakes, any of those. Which one? Any of them sound familiar?
Yeah.
Which one?
You said it long at the first.
Batter cakes,
batter cakes.
Batter cakes, what you call them?
Batter cakes.
Okay, what about, how do you say it?
A batter cake.
Okay. Sometimes I think I'm saying it right on top of yours, and I want to be sure I get your pronunciation. That's why I ask you to repeat it.
I'm afraid
that, you know, my voice will drown you out. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jaw or the hog's head and so forth back when they killed hogs on the farm? Do you remember about like that?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry, that little bitty thing in a cherry?
I don't know.
You know, a new one.
Is it a seed?
Right. And and what about the same thing in a peach? You call it the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
A peach?
Peach seed.
Okay. And what about two different kinds of peaches? Those, there's one and the meat sticks to the seed. And there's another one that it breaks off easily.
One's a press and now the press sticks to the seed.
Okay.
Now what's the other called?
Okay. Some of the things evidently that people call them are open stone, free stone, open peach, clear seed, clear stone, clear seed.